Hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And today's episode is going to be a little different because I haven't been feeling super inspired in many ways lately. And instead of trying to push past that or force something that, you know, sounds good, I just want to sit down and talk about it. And I have a feeling that I'm not the only one who's felt like this before, where you're not burnt out exactly or sad, and nothing is honestly really wrong, but you're also just not feeling that spark or that creative pull or excitement. There might be that sense of, oh, I want to do this. And it can feel kind of confusing because everything might look fine, right, from the outside, but internally something just feels a little flat. So that's what we're talking about today. Just a really honest take on what it feels like when you don't feel fully inspired anymore and what that might actually mean. And I do like to talk about things that I'm going through usually, so it helps me snap out of it or bring a different perspective to it or something. So that's why I feel like talking about that today, and maybe some of you are feeling the same way. So first, I just want to sit in this feeling for a second, right? Because I think it's one of those things that's hard to explain unless you've felt it. It's not dramatic or like everything in life is falling apart. In fact, a lot of things could be really good, but that feeling of just not wanting to do something that is part of your work or maybe your hobby, something creative you usually like to do, or maybe even something for self-care, like you're journaling, you're meditating, whatever it is, that feeling can be subtle. And it's like things that used to excite you, just they don't hit the same. Ideas don't come as easily, right? Or when they do, they don't feel as alive. They're not helping you run wild with your imagination and visualizing the future. You might open your laptop or start your day thinking, okay, what do I want to do? And honestly, nothing really stands out. Or you scroll or look for something to spark you and it doesn't land. And it's not even that you feel bad, you just feel neutral. You feel a little disconnected or uninspired. A little like you're just going through the motions. And I think one of the weirdest parts about this feeling is that nothing is technically wrong. And if someone asked you what's going on, you might not even have a real answer. And that can almost make it more confusing because you're like, hey, why do I feel like this if everything is fine? And something I've noticed is that when we feel this way, our first instinct is to try to fix it or to find something that will spark us again, or to get back to how we used to feel, to push ourselves into inspiration. But before we even go there, I just want to say that this is a really normal place to be. And it doesn't mean you've lost something. It doesn't mean something is wrong with you. It just means that you're in a different kind of phase. And sometimes those phases are quieter and less exciting, and they're just not as obvious. And so why does this happen? Well, why do you go from feeling inspired and excited to just kind of not, right? I think that the first thing to understand is that this doesn't usually mean something is wrong, obviously. Like I said, and a lot of time, it just means something is shifting inside of us. That's what I like to think of it as. I'm like, oh, I'm experiencing a shift right now. Friends, I need to tell you something that Jordan and I have been seriously talking about for the summer. We live in Utah, right? And Utah is a great place for outdoorsy people. And so we've been looking at doing an RV trip. You know, we're not planning on buying an RV and changing our entire lifestyle or anything, just renting one for the summer through Outdoorsy. So if you haven't heard of it, Outdoorsy is basically the most trusted RV rental marketplace in the US, which means you can rent an RV or camper without owning one. And what I didn't realize is how easy it actually is. You literally, step one, search for a rig near you, then two, book it with insurance and roadside assistance included, and then three, either drive it yourself, tow it, or have it delivered and fully set up for you. Like, you can just show up and it's ready. And for summer 2026, this is kind of genius. Between the huge international soccer tournament coming to North America, America's 250th anniversary celebrations, and the 100th anniversary of Route 66, hotels are going to be wild. An RV lets you stay close to the action, or honestly, just closer to nature, closer to the river and the trailhead and to the beach, closer to the quiet. As a dog mom. The idea of bringing the boys without worrying about pet fees or weird hotel rules, that sounds great for me. Sounds dreamy. So Outdoorsy has thousands of rigs nationwide, from cute camper vans to full family-size motorhomes, and they include comprehensive insurance, 24/7 support, and roadside assistance, so it doesn't feel risky. It actually feels freeing. So if you want to turn the drive into the vacation this summer, go check it out and use promo code MAGIC to have all service fees removed from your 2026 booking. That's kind of major. I'll link everything in the show notes so you can explore. Maybe we'll see each other on the road. Maybe you've outgrown something that used to inspire you. That's totally fine. We're always evolving. Something that once felt exciting or aligned just doesn't hit the same way anymore because we are evolving, always changing humans. And instead of immediately having something new to replace it, you might just be kind of in that in-between space. And that space can feel really, really uncomfortable at first because you're not where you were, but you're also not fully in what's next yet, and you're not inspired yet. Another reason that this can happen is that you've just been on for so long, you've been on for a while, you've been creating and thinking and doing and engaging and networking, and your system just, it needs a minute, right? Maybe experiencing a little burnout, but also maybe not. It could just be a quiet, subtle way where it's just like, hey, I need space from this, and that's okay. And I also think that something people don't talk about enough is that how much input we're constantly taking in. I mean, we are scrolling, we're listening to podcasts, we are always receiving so much content and opinions and ideas. And when you're always consuming, it can actually dull your inspiration because your brain doesn't have space to form its own thoughts. So sometimes this feeling isn't a lack of inspiration, it's just a lack of space. And then there's another layer to this too, is that sometimes when you're changing, your old ways of feeling inspired just don't work the same way anymore. And what used to light you up, what used to motivate you, this just doesn't quite reach you in the same way. And instead of seeing this as something wrong, it might just mean you're becoming a different version of yourself. And that version is still figuring out what actually inspires her now. So this phase, as uncomfortable as it can feel, is often a transition, not an ending, not a failure, just a shift. So what not to do, and this is the part that I think is really important, because when you feel this way, there's a natural instinct to try to fix it, is to get back to how you used to feel or force yourself into inspiration or figure it out as quickly as possible, because the more you force inspiration, the more pressure you create around it. And inspiration doesn't really respond well to pressure. So instead of feeling more creative or excited, you end up feeling more stuck or more frustrated or disconnected. And then another thing that tends to happen is you start comparing yourself to a version of you that felt more on, right? Like, why can't I just be like I was before? Why don't I feel like that anymore? And that comparison quietly creates this feeling that something is wrong when really you're just in a different phase. And something else I notice is that when we don't feel inspired, we tend to overconsume. We look for something outside of us to spark something inside of us. More content, more ideas, more input. And sometimes that can help a little, yeah. But a lot of the time, it just adds more noise. Because instead of reconnecting with yourself, you're layering more and more and more on top of that disconnect. So if you're in this space right now, the biggest thing I would say is that you don't need to rush out of it. We don't need to rush out of it. You don't need to force a breakthrough, and you don't need to push yourself back into inspiration, because the truth is, this phase is not something to fight, right? It's something to understand, and the more you allow it to be what it is, the easier it becomes to move through it. So if this isn't something you need to force your way out of, then what actually helps? Well, I want to say this is that there's not some perfect formula, right? There's not a quick fix. But there are small shifts that can create space for things to come back naturally. And I'd say the first one is just giving yourself a little more space than you already would. Not filling every moment, not trying to constantly stimulate yourself, not trying to jump from one thing to the next, looking for a spark, just letting things be a little quieter. Because inspiration doesn't usually come from being overstimulated. It comes from having enough space to actually hear yourself again. Another thing that really helps is doing things that feel neutral instead of trying to jump straight to excitement. Like, instead of asking, what inspires me right now? You may ask, what feels okay? What feels a little grounding or simple, steady? Maybe it's going for a walk, making something simple, cleaning a small space, sitting outside for a few minutes. Nothing big, nothing that needs to change your life. Because sometimes when you're in this phase, your system isn't looking for excitement, it's looking for stability. And when you give yourself that, inspiration tends to come back more naturally. And something else I've been noticing is reducing input, even just a little. This can make a huge difference. Taking a break from constantly consuming or giving your mind space to wander, letting yourself get a little bored. I mean, because boredom is actually where new thoughts start to form. And yeah, I think we avoid that a lot. We have easy access at our fingertips to be entertained. But it's such an important part of creativity and feeling inspired again, truly. So this isn't about doing more. It's actually honestly about doing a little less and trusting that what you're looking for will come back when there's space for it too. And I think that there's also a deeper layer to this that doesn't really get talked about much. Sometimes when you don't feel inspired anymore and you're in that in-between space where the old inspiration just doesn't fit anymore, but the new inspiration hasn't fully come in yet. And that space can feel really quiet and really unfamiliar, sometimes even a little uncomfortable. But it's also really important because it's where things recalibrate. It's where you start to shift into something more aligned, even if you don't fully see it yet. And I think we're so used to needing to feel inspired all of the time, or we feel pressure to feel inspired all the time. And if we do, it means that we're on the right path. We're aligned with the universe. But honestly, maybe that's not true. Maybe there are seasons where you're not meant to feel constantly lit up because the universe wants to actually help you evolve and grow and learn something new. Could be a period of growth. So maybe you're just meant to slow down right now and to listen more, to get a little bored, to be a little less outward, a little more inward. And that doesn't mean you've lost your spark or you're not aligned. It just means your spark is changing and it's going to come back in a different, more evolved, beautiful way. You're in a metamorphosis in a way that fits who you're becoming now. So if you're in the space, instead of trying to rush out of it, you can just let yourself be in it for a moment and trust that something is quietly shifting underneath it all. And I think for me, what I've been noticing lately is just allowing this feeling to exist without trying to immediately change it. Like, instead of jumping into, okay, how do I get inspired again? Or what do I need to do differently? Just letting myself be a little quieter, a little less on, and trusting that I don't need to rush out of it, because I've had moments like this before, and every time something new eventually comes in, but it never comes in the exact same way. It's always a little different and aligned with the new evolved me, or it's honestly just a little more honest, more authentic to me. And I think that's the part that I'm just trying to trust more right now in this moment of feeling uninspired, that I don't need to force that next version of inspiration. I can let it find me. And in the meantime, I can just stay connected to myself in small ways, the ways that make me feel good and steady and grounded. And yeah, that honestly just feels a lot better and more aligned than trying to push myself into something I'm not feeling, but allowing myself to be open to inspiration, not fully just letting it go and just trusting it will hit. Like, I will do things that light me up. Anyway, so if you've been feeling a little uninspired lately, just know that you're not alone in that. And it doesn't mean that you've lost something. And it definitely doesn't mean something is wrong. It might just mean that you're in a quieter phase, a phase where things are shifting underneath the surface, even if you can't fully see it yet. And you don't need to rush out of that. It's a beautiful place to be. You don't need to force yourself back into inspiration. It will come. It will come naturally. And so trust that when it does, it'll feel different. And that's a great thing. And probably even more aligned with how you are authentically than it did before, or how you have been evolving. And so if you want to stay connected with me outside of the podcast, you can connect with me on Instagram or Substack, My username is at Raquel Mantra. That's RAQUELLEMANTRA. And a reminder, we're doing episodes on Monday and Thursdays now. Monday, Magic Monday, stays your more grounding, reflective space. And then this Thursday, we'll do another Thursday. Last week, we did karmic numbers. This week will be a surprise, but it's where we explore things that are just a little more curious, a little more out there, but still grounded and useful and witchy. Right? Anyway, with all that being said, thank you for listening and thank you for your magic.